This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
It's James and Judy here. It's a wonderfully sunny afternoon in Newport. Can you believe it? It's a little bit windy outside, but we're snuggly and warm here in the studio. Judy and I are going to be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got some really wonderful news about classical music on the island coming up both this weekend and in a few weeks' time. And we've got Peter Edney from the Isle of Wight Cantata Choir with us. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you.
We are excited because you've got a concert coming up at the end of the month. I think it's Fauré's Requiem is the sort of major part of that concert. Tell us about what you're going to be doing.
Well, yes, it's two parts, really. We're doing Fauré Requiem, and we're also doing a modern Requiem called Requiem for an Angel by Paul Carr.
I had a listen to that this morning, actually. Yeah. It's very, very beautiful.
It is, and it'll be the island premiere, so it hasn't been done on the island before.
Wow.
And it was written in 2006 for a choir in Warminster.
Right.
Which is directed by his brother.
Yes.
But it's a very exciting piece and a very modern piece, and we like to bring modern music to the island, so it'd be a good mix.
Fantastic. No, that's amazing. You've got a sort of scratch orchestra, I think, with you, but they're members mainly of the Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra.
Majority of them are island members. Yes, we do have some from the mainland, but we have a full orchestra and two professional soloists who've worked with us before, Jessica Broad and Robert Garland.
Right.
Two young professionals who we're really looking forward to seeing us again.
No, I think it's wonderful the way you get these professional over from London. They're normally at music schools, are they, or just at the start of their careers?
Yes, Jessica is a bit more advanced parts, but Robert, I think, is just finishing at music school. He's just won Welsh musician, a young musician of the year.
Oh, fantastic!
Which is good.
Oh well,
so that's a good plug as well.
More young musicians of the year later in the programme, because of course there's another young musician of the year coming to Key Arts, I think, on Saturday night to play.
That's good.
Judith?
Yeah, I was. We were just talking in the green room and talking about the Requiem written by Paul Carr, which is being showcased at the Cantata Choir's concert on the 26th of this month. And Peter was saying that Paul Carr, the composer, is hoping himself to come over for the performance.
Yes. Oh, that would be good.
Which would be
good,
absolutely
yes.
Amazing. Yeah. What a support. And we were also talking about the words used in Paul Carr's Requiem. Paul Carr has used some wording from the traditional Mass.
Yes.
But he's also introduced words from the works of Teresa of Avila, the famous Spanish mystic, and also some modern American poetry as well. So it sounds incredibly exciting and very innovative piece.
It does, doesn't it? Well, the Fauré piece is one, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh my God, a Requiem, you know, it's going to be dull and dirgy. But actually, we're just going to listen to a little bit of it now. This is in Paradisum, which is from Fauré's Requiem. It's sung by Celeste, who actually sang at Classic Isle last year as well. So let's listen to that and then come back, and then you can tell us a little bit more about it. Thank you. Well, that was rather calming and beautiful, wasn't it? That was Celeste. And I think there are a lot of choristers from Cambridge in that, female choristers from Cambridge, singing in Celeste. Beautifully done. Fauré, I know almost nothing about Fauré. What can you tell us about Fauré, please, Peter?
Well, it's actually quite a very traditional Requiem, but it's become quite popular. The soprano and baritone solo, and it follows the normal pattern, with some beautiful tunes within it.
Yeah.
But it's done by quite a lot of choirs, but we obviously have a large choir of 80 with a full orchestra and two soloists.
Yes.
And so we're really looking forward to that. But as I said, we like to contrast it with something else, and that's the reason why we've chosen the Paul Carr to go with it.
Yeah, well, sounds fantastic. A fantastic programme. Nice sort of contrast. And I think it's nice for an audience to enjoy something they know and love, but at the same time to be introduced to something new as well.
That's right, that's right. So I think the Fauré has been done fairly recently on the island by smaller choirs.
Yes, yeah. But it's a very, very popular work, and I know. Now, when you are singing, I know there is one little issue, isn't there, which is are there enough men in the choir? Because we sort of see you tucked away at the back, and you've been singing with the Isle of Wight Cantata Choir for 30 years. You really have to belt it out, don't you? Because there are fewer men than women.
There are a few men than women, but we're trying to hold our own. I mean, we're always looking for new members.
Yeah.
The choir of our size, obviously, we get several people leaving each year, but others joining. And we would welcome any new members with open arms, really.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, if there's anyone listening at home, why don't you go to the website, which is www.iowcantatachoir.co.uk. You can actually book tickets there as well for this performance, which is at the Medina Theatre. Just to recap, it's on Saturday the 26th of November.
That's correct.
So just a few weeks away. Adults are £12, I think.
That's right.
Under 16s, £8. And they're normally very, very well attended. So
hopefully.
Well, you'll get a good turnout for that as well. We were talking about Christmas earlier. Are you going to be singing at Christmas at all?
We will probably be doing some informal St. Carol singing in Cowes nearer to Christmas. We'll make sure that it's advertised. But we only do a formal concert every other year, so our next other concert will be on the 1st of April 2017.
And that's Vorjak, and that's Stabat Mater.
That's correct.
Yeah, and then later... it's nice the way you do these contrasts. You're doing a jazz mass later in the year, aren't you?
That's right, Will Todd. We did a workshop with Will Todd earlier this year, which was very successful.
I know, because we had some of your people come in and talk about that.
Yes.
And Robin, who is your secretary, I think, told me it was a wonderful day.
It was.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to performing the full work.
Well, Peter Edney, thank you very much for coming in, and best of luck in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Thank you. www.vectisradio.com.